Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Many Starbucks employees are rattled because they have to follow a dress code now. So what about you? Have you ever had a dress code at your job or school? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, we have someone on hold whose dress code involved pasties.
Oh.
Yeah.
Must have went to a Catholic high school as well.
Obviously. But first, let's check in with Jason from Redmond. Jason, have you ever had to follow a dress code?
Yeah, the one I called in about was actually Starbucks. Okay. I worked at Starbucks my first job back in 2006, and the uniform was a white or black collared shirt with black or khaki pants or shorts.
Now, was this also back in, because remember back in the day, I think someone even texted about it, where you had to hide all your tattoos too?
Yes. So we had employees with tattoos that would put Band-Aids over them. Earrings had to be super plain. And that was the rule back in the mid-2000s.
I remember that, like, you pull up and someone hand you a coffee and they had, like a Band-Aid on their arm, like a big one. Like, what happened? They're like, nothing. I have a tattoo under it. I'm like, well, that's an interesting way to hide it.
So, Jason, question about the dress code that they're putting out now. Would you say that it gives you more options than when you were working there back in 2006?
Yeah, if it can be a regular T-shirt instead of a polo and I can wear blue jeans, I've got that in my closet.
I feel like most people would. And somebody brought, a few people brought up a point that they can't change something without getting the approval of the union and all that.
Yes.
That does make sense, but it does. It seems like such a weird thing to be arguing about is that when someone's complaining about, like, I have to now go get black T-shirts. I'm like, I think you have black T-shirts, and if they're willing to provide them, I don't understand why you're bitching about that part.
206-803-ROCK. Kat from Federal Way, have you ever had to follow a dress code?
Hell yeah. When I went and worked Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, I worked at this camp resort, and it was a nudist camp resort. So us bartenders, the minimum we could wear was panties and pasties. It was sick. You could wear whatever you wanted, but you had to be covered. But they highly encouraged you to be as naked as possible.
So did you
I've never heard of a dress code where the dress code is, don't get dressed.
Kat, did you already have a selection of pasties, or did you go pasty shopping?
Well, I had a whole bunch of bikinis, and when I showed up, I saw what the other girls were wearing, like, barely nothing. So, I mean, I didn't come as equipped as I thought I did. It was very surprising. It was fun. It was sick.
And that was at Sturgis? That was at Sturgis?
Oh, yeah. Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota.
Yeah. I've heard stories. I feel like that might be one of the tamer things that have happened at Sturgis, too.
I think that might need to be one of our next field trips, Steve.
Let's go.
Let's go to Sturgis.
All right, I think we need motorcycles first.
Yeah, that can be arranged. 206-803-ROCK. Daryl from Shelton, have you ever had to follow a dress code?
Yeah, I worked for the state, and I was a firefighter, so we had uniforms and our chief set uniform of the day and stuff like that. But he was super cool, so he always made sure we were always really comfortable.
That's nice.
I like a comfortable man in uniform.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Part of me wishes that, I don't wish that we had a dress code here, but like, there's something nice about not having to think about what you have to wear every day.
Does he just sound like a Catholic schoolboy or what?
Oh, my God. I would hate it.
It just levels the playing field, you know?
I don't care about that. I just don't want to wake up in the morning and be like, whoa, where are my jeans? Where are my shirts? Like, just make the decision-making easy for me. What if it was just black T-shirt and black pants?
That's we wear every day.
Yeah, Steve. Like, what? It's not that decision-hard-making.
Well, it'd be nice to not have to worry about it.
I think we're following a dress code without actually being told we have to follow a dress code.
Fair point. All right. I'll just sit back here and listen.
206-803-ROCK. Fisher from Bellevue, do you have to follow a dress code?
Yes. Me and Evan both have been to Catholic school our whole lives, and we have to follow a dress code, and we love it.
Whoa. What's the dress code? Tell me what you got to wear.
Yeah, we have to wear a polo, like a collared shirt, and then khakis of some sort.
Do you have to, like, iron your khakis or steam them every day, make them look all pressed and nice?
We also have a mass attire for, like, whenever we have church, and for that we have to, like, iron, like, a shirt and wear a tie and whatnot.
Oh, that's no fun. I'm fine with the polo.
The polos look cool.
I remember in Catholic high school, it was so bad. At the beginning of the year, you'd have to be on high alert because we would get the button-down shirts with a pocket. And I don't know why, but it was just a thing in our Catholic high school. If you were walking by and somebody still had their pocket, you would go over there and, like, hey, what's up? And then grab the pocket and rip it.
Oh.
So, like, by, like, the second week of school, all of us are walking around with just pocketless button-down shirts. Like, the shirt, like, it would rip pretty clean, but of course you'd see, like, the little dots stitches. Where the stitches were. And it was like, what are we doing?
Boys will be boys.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.